Our visit between the halves of this evening's Cal Poly Fresno State football game is with Dan Lawson, the Associate Dean for Student Activities at Cal Poly. Dan, we're visiting this evening about the new programming opportunities that will be provided by the new College Union building at Cal Poly. Could you tell us something about the programs that you and your associates are working on now?
The new College Union facility, Don, will enhance our programming potential a great deal. We've been existing in facilities on the campus that are primary academic buildings, and we have to work in between those kinds of activities to do what we want to do. I think the most significant thing that's going to happen is the conference center that this building will provide for the college. It's going to have facilities in it that are ideally suited for conferences. There'll be 6 conference rooms, a large multipurpose room, a council chambers, and we believe we'll start bringing large groups into the community to have their conference right here at Poly.
That sounds like it will be something that will benefit the community also, Dan, in bringing people in that will use motel facilities and restaurants and so on and so forth.
I think that's true. For instance, we're taking 12 students to Davis next month to a College Union conference that will house perhaps 500 people. While we're there, we're going to invite the conference to San Luis Obispo in 1972, and this will be a big thing for not only Cal Poly but for this area.
Dan, one of the things I've heard a lot of talk about is the creative arts area that's in the new building.
Yes, we're going to have probably the most suitable creative arts center in any College Union building in the country. It's not only the largest, but we think it will be properly equipped, and we think our students will get a lot of use out of it. Some people would call it a hobby workshop, for this is where students will do poster work, do woodworking projects. We'll offer short courses in such things as pottery and ceramics, leathercraft and lapidary, and we believe our students will make a great deal of use out of this facility.
I recall during our visit last week with Roy Erbach, Dan, that one of the things he talked to us about was the multipurpose room. It sounded like it would have a lot of possibilities.
Yes, this large multipurpose room is going to be the center of many large activities. It'll be a lecture hall, it'll be a place where we can show film, it'll be a concert center, and we hope to have luncheon speakers there every day.
Then this would supplement the existing facilities offered by the theater, and then of course the larger facilities offered by the men's gymnasium.
Yes, and the important thing to us, Don, is that we can plan our programs when we want them and not when facilities are made available to us when they're not being used for academic needs.
This certainly would provide a lot more flexibility, wouldn't it?
It certainly would.
Dan, the games area would be a help, it would seem, also.
Right. Recreational facilities on the campus are pretty limited because our physical education facilities are used primarily for academic classes and for intercollegiate athletics. Not only will we have informal activity in bowling, billiards, and chess, bridge, and that kind of thing, but we'll have competitive programming. In fact, there's intercollegiate competition in all these fields.
Well, this seems like it offers a lot of interest and a lot of flexibility. What are some of the other things you have in mind, Dan?
Well, I think for the first time we will have an adequate fine arts center on the campus. When we started planning this building, we thought we might have an art lounge where we would display art objects. And in developing our thought, we've changed it a little bit, and instead of having an isolated, out-of-the-way studio of this kind, we have committed the entire lobby of the building for display purposes. And it's more than a lobby, it's really a very large lounge, which will be the center of much artwork.
Dan, these things all sound exciting. I know that many of our listeners over these past few weeks have been getting quite interested in the College Union building. We'd like to suggest, before we wind up our visit, that they drop by the construction site on the upper part of the campus near Grand Avenue the next time they visit the Cal Poly campus. Our guest during this evening's halftime program has been Dan Lawson, the Associate Dean for Student Activities at Cal Poly.